Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Sam Fletcher is 13 years old, and he gets to Edisto Beach and picks things up and found something kind of light on the outside, dark on the inside, and wondered what it was. It had kind of a sharp edge on it, and it was chert, silicon dioxide. A lot of times you associate chert as forming in limestone rock. Not necessarily so, but sometimes. And when it is in limestone rock that formed a little farther inland, it's got a sharp edge on it. And then by the time it reaches the ocean, it gets rounded. Absorbs water too. You know, after it decays a little bit, it'll just soak the water up pretty quickly, which is typical. But it was used as ballast too in sailing vessels, you know, to just make the weight just right, balance it out in stormy weather. And maybe that's what this one was used for.